It is the final show of the year, and I've got Alison from BQ Blog. She's got a very interesting take on 2016 for us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh,
I know you've actually been on holidays.
Yeah,
I'm very impressed.
Yeah, so, it's been fantastic.
Now, tell us what we're talking about.
Oh, all the places that we know and love that closed this year.
It has not been a good year for restaurants, has it?
No, and it's kind of every year there's kind of this churn of restaurants. Mm. But I think increasingly what we're seeing is places really opening and closing really fast.
Mm.
So, you know, I think either they just don't get their research done well, they have a terrible name, or they don't quite know what they're doing, or they're just don't hit the mark in some way.
It's funny, sometimes you can't even explain why. It can be great food and a good location, but just never hits that spark.
That's right, that's right. And even places that get a lot of coverage close, as much as little tiny mum and dad places that just don't seem to ever quite get over the line.
Which is a shame, because I know they're your favourites.
They are, they are. So we sort of, every year we do this roundup of all the places, and each year I diligently keep a list throughout the whole year. Oh, that's close, that's close, that's close.
You don't run a Deadpool or anything, do you? You don't sort of sit there and go, I give this place.
No. Oh, look, we do a little bit of that when we do go to a new place and we see it open. For example, Struth Aussie Food that opened at the top of King Street very earlier in the year. I gave that like about a week.
How long did it get? Like half a week? Struth Aussie Food. Wow.
And, you know, and that's what I mean like about someone's obviously invested money into opening a place and fitting it out. And look, honestly, if I was going to be in a business in the restaurant industry, I'd be in the shop fit out business.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, oh, boy, yeah.
You know, and cash up front.
Cash up front, shop fit out, or just run the little secondhand exchange where everyone brings their old kitchen. Yeah,
that's exactly right. So, you know, and so I just feel despair, like, because, you know, maybe people have retired, they're investing a redundancy package. I don't know, you know, what they're doing. They think that's their dream. They've always wanted to have a restaurant, or they're maybe a migrant that's come out and this is a way to, you know, make money and have a job.
Yep.
And then you just see it go up in, you know, belly up. So, and that's, to me, that's always the saddest thing. All that effort, all that, you know, time and money, and then a place just closes within
a few months. Little heartbreaking.
Yeah. So, That's what I sort of like to look at and ponder when I look at these.
Were there surprises for you this year, the ones where you didn't expect to see them go?
Well, the one at the moment, I suppose it's sort of got a bit of a watching brief on, is Dixon House.
Oh,
so
no.
So the food court there is still currently closed.
Wow.
So after they had there was a gas explosion in the loading dock, but it's still closed. And it was said to be structurally intact by the fire brigade when they inspected it. But I'm just concerned. I'm concerned too that maybe they'll renovate it.
Yeah, the last thing Dixon House needs is a renovation.
No, so, you know, regardless of them closing, they might fundamentally change it. And those stallholders, they've been there a long time.
There's a couple
like Wonton Noodle Inn and Penompen Tu Noodle House. They've been there a really long time, and you just feel for them. They lost their stock. They're losing their trade. And there's a couple that are just open recently in there as well.
Really?
So, you know, you kind of think, oh, well, you know, well, how heartbreaking for that. So that's kind of the one that I'm
keeping an eye on.
So they haven't officially closed, but who knows?
They'd better crack open pretty soon.
Yeah. And also in a sense too, because Chinatown's changing so much at the moment. So, you know, with all the new development around where the entertainment centre used to be and Darling Harbour, and it's kind of like you can sort of see Chinatown getting pinned by this mega construction work that's happening around everywhere, and what's going to happen to it.
Do you think that might result in a couple of much-loved favourites going?
I think so. And perhaps even some of the not-so-much-loved favourites and some places that possibly do need a shake-up along Dixon Street.
Oh, a good shake-up.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, look, we love the old, and we love the sort of places that are kind of quite historically important, but sometimes the food there is, let's, you know, we can be honest, it's possibly not the best either. Or very expensive for what you get.
Very expensive for what you get is unforgivable in that sort of area. Exactly, it really is.
The other one for me was Gelato Massi in Newtown, which was a gelato shop. I was very sad to see that close because it got replaced by Gelato Messina. And I mean, that's excellent gelato, but you know, to see and this is the other thing that I see happening is standalone independent stores closing down and then a chain coming in on their space.
That is disappointing.
That's very and sort of you see a lot of chains moving and progressing around in the place and the mum and pop places closing down and then it's, you know, yet another chain store opening, and we're talking, no, we're not talking mega chains, but you know, there's 4, 5, 6, and they're opening in the city, they're opening in the suburbs, they're opening in Chatswood, they're opening.
Yeah, will definitely be a Bondi. Yeah,
and Parramatta as well. Parramatta just seems to have exploded with every single popular chain store you can possibly imagine. Yeah, so that's what I find that sad too. There's a loss of that individuality that's happening in a lot of food places.
It is a shame, especially it's King Street. There's all those old Froyo places that just begging for someone to move in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think Yoga Berry, the last one standing, that's got, I think that's just recently been leased.
I think it has been as well. Yeah.
So that was got, but now we're waiting for the donut ones to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's sort of replaced a lot of them. Mm. And that's another chain that I'd like to see quietly go away. Anyway, the other one I'm sad about in Eating World, Fong. Special Vietnamese, the pork roll place closed there. That had been there a long time.
A very long time.
Yeah. And the one inside that was in the corner and it didn't quite have a name and outside and it was a Chinese specialist and there was a lovely old lady that used to run that and call out the numbers and that closed quietly as well during the year. Oh. So some very older stalls moving them. Sussex Centre food court's been totally renovated.
I did not know that. Has that been completely?
And Happy Chef's currently closed and that's getting renovated. So, you know, there's a lot of change in the air.
Yeah.
So it's not just the big name places that you sort of read about as, whoa, you know, that's closed. But, you know, I feel it's like these little smaller places are really getting hard pushed and really struggling in a way to survive.
What do you think that's going to mean for 2017? I mean, do you think we're going to see a bit more of a perk up or do you think it's going to be a tough year for smaller places?
I think it's going to be a tough year if you're a very old and slightly behind the times little place, which is the ones I love the most.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and I see a lot of places coming in or they're getting renovated and maybe there's a younger generation coming in and taking over the business and they're renovating and they're sprucing up the place. And as long as they can keep the food good as it was, I'm not sort of unhappy with a fresh coat of paint.
No.
Sometimes that can also be a good thing. But that's it. It's keeping that integrity of what they're doing and not just aiming for the Instagram crowd or the, you know, like trying to really branch out too far or too wide. And I've seen that too. People expand and they try and do too much. And
don't just reimagine it as a fusion and then double the prices and hope for the best.
Exactly, exactly. And don't put fusion in your name.
Ever.
Two places with fusion in their name closed on King Street.
No, I did not know that.
Dance Thai Fusion and Fusion on King.
Fusion on King.
Both closed within the year, so don't do it.
All right, don't do it. Now, look, I'm throwing you a curveball on this one. Of everything that's still around, if someone was going to go out and have a bite to eat over this break, where is the must try?
Where is the must try? If you really, really want something to eat that's good for summer, I reckon go and have lamb choppin' kebab at Kebab Al Hodget in Merrylands.
Absolutely. That sounds amazing.
Beautiful little lamb chops grilled on the coals, served with fresh tandoor bread and a lovely little light salad on the side. Perfect for summer. And why Afghani food is not more embraced in Australia, it's just perfect for our weather and our conditions and our life.
Even the kind of meat we love.
Yeah, the meat we love. Lamb. I mean, so that's my tip. Get out to Merrylands, get out to some of the Afghani places there and indulge in some lamb over and salad.
That is the best summery Christmas break advice I think I've ever heard. Alison, it's been an absolute delight chatting to you for the whole year.
Yes.
And I look forward to more and more of it in 2017.
Oh, yes, I'll be back.
And for people who want to go back and have a look at everything you've done over the year, where
yes,
can they find you?
www.b-kyu.com.
And as always, there'll be a link on the 2SER website. Have a great break.
You too.